Shut up. The foot is on Triple M.
Get ready.
Here we go.
Because the Saturday rub starts now.
We're on air, aren't we? 1-2, 1-2.
Bill, shut up.
It gets better with every listening.
Hard Yakka. Nothing's tougher.
For Ream Hot Water and McDonald's, Triple M rocks footy.
I've got a good feeling about it. Mm. It's got a nice feeling about this one.
Chadson?
No.
Oh.
This show.
Malaysia?
I'm just looking at Hose. Oh, what the hell's Hose jumping in with there? Oh, back in the studio.
A bit of shopping.
As, I see B. Vine here.
Vine.
Welcome back.
Viney.
It's good to see him. Of course, Damo in the house.
Hello, Jim.
They've got a nice new set of wheels.
Yes,
B-Vine.
I do.
Yes. B. Vine.
The Air Max.
Air Max.
And old Fat.
Hey, Fatty.
Where were you from last night, Fat?
Yeah.
We were all at the footy working. Yeah. You?
Who played? It was a good game. Yeah, I don't know what old Drapes was doing.
Oh, no,
just
fell asleep on the
ball. No, I went down. Oh, there's a new pub in town called The Bots. I just tried it.
You thought you better try it out?
You weren't there again, were you?
Well, it's close, and it's on the way home.
Yeah.
So you drop
from
in.
From where?
Everywhere.
If I go for a walk or shopping or get me tie, it's on the way home. What,
letterbox.
You are the Bot is to you what Vegas is to Campbell Brown.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
He can't go overseas without somehow going through Vegas.
Well, he's going to the Kentucky
Derby.
Yeah, but he's got to go to Vegas.
Via Vegas.
Exactly. Come on, Campbell.
And you're doing the same.
Met some new friends there last
did you?
Night. Yeah, some bloke was buying me beers.
Right.
Done a nice development out Cranbourne Way.
Righto.
Mm. Yeah.
So you were you purchasing?
No, I was just purchasing the points he was buying.
He was
purchasing. We like a drink, don't we, Jim? We all like a drink.
Responsibly.
Here.
Responsibly?
Yeah. Well, I just want to have a chat to you, Jimmy.
To me?
Oh.
Yes.
Why?
Well, it's come to my attention.
Oh, no. Look at the stupid face.
Jim starts nodding.
Look at him.
It's come to my attention.
Before you go any further, reveal your source.
Shut up, Four Eyes. So last Sunday, you had a drink, didn't you? The boys took you out.
We went for a beautiful lunch, which you know about because I told you.
I know, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
So you don't have to ask me something. You already know the answer.
No, this is a new crowd.
New
crowd, Jim.
New audience.
New audience. He's pointing to new crowd. He's pointing to the MCG.
Which is empty.
At the Saint. You went there with the Saint.
Went to the Saint.
There, about six couples. Took the girls. Very nice.
And
good food.
Lovely.
Yeah,
did you have a drink? Did you have a wine?
Very good.
You like a tipple.
Why are you asking me this?
I just want to know if you had
a tipple.
Well,
because you're not going too well at the minute,
no.
So I'd get to the end.
No.
Whatever your punchline is, go with it now.
The Sunday. See, this is what you try and do to destroy stories.
Gaslighting.
You're doing it wrong.
He's gaslighting.
Gaslighting, exactly.
Detroit.
Sunday's your day. Because you work, you do work hard. I'll give you that. Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
I will give you that, Jim.
But
you
have a tipple on Sunday.
A tipple.
Well, I heard you let your hair down. And right down, like really had a crack. I heard you had a crack.
Rapunzel.
Yes, like hair come
right down.
And had a red, had a white, had a red, white. Wait, mate.
What?
I heard he was pissed.
What is?
Jim.
Full pissed.
Jim, I heard you were drunk as the Lord.
Why do you have to read that?
I think you were sloth.
I think you were.
Is this true?
No, and I'll tell you why I know it isn't true. Because I remember vividly getting home.
No.
And if I am that way, then I can't remember.
Apparently, you were non-verbal. You had to get...
I had to read that again.
You had to get helped into a cab by Lisa. By Lisa.
What?
Jim, I heard all this.
That is completely incorrect.
Your story. I was with him when he left, and he was fine.
No. Don't jump on the wagon with him, Damon.
He was
there. Because I heard you were slosh. And you know what happens? When you've had a couple, you go into the back corner and just sit there and watch people and laugh.
He gets funnier.
Exactly.
He gets funnier.
So it's just not coming from me. I've got emails. They've slid into me DMs. I've got texts.
That is all rubbish.
He's got texts.
No, I've got eyewitnesses.
90% of what you've said is completely incorrect.
No.
What I will tell you, unless you get to a punchline. Quickly,
well, I've got eyewitnesses.
I'll tell you what I did enjoy out of that lunch.
Oh, here we go.
Is the big Duke does not let his hair down very often.
No.
And well, when he does,
yes,
he's bloody good company.
Very funny.
He becomes a very funny man.
What are you saying when he's not drinking?
Well, not as.
No.
Pretty straight and got a little bit of boring about it. But
And I think he was responsible for the best story of the day,
yes,
which
was,
we will not go near on air.
Well, let's go with it.
No way.
Anyway, eyewitnesses.
Fat, while we're talking about...
No, let me go to my eyewitnesses, okay? So this is you. And
you're still going.
They volunteered
this. That's incorrect.
So,
and I mean completely
incorrect. Eyewitness one and eyewitness two, they rang me, Jim. Have a listen.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I was just minding my own business on Fitzroy Street on Sunday and I saw this guy, I think it was Jim, and mate, he was plastered.
Sunday arvo, I was heading for a pint at Freddie Wimpole's. I saw Huey from Huey's Kitchen there on the corner of Grey and Fitzroy Street, and then I saw a bloke I thought I recognised. He was sideways.
Jim!
So that's Beardy.
No, it's
that's
not.
Our producer.
It wasn't Beardy.
You just got him to do your voice.
No. And then...
The Huey bit was good.
I like that bit.
But then there's an Irish backpacker just walking along.
How would he know?
This is eyewitness three.
Uh-oh.
I was walking my dog down Canterbury Road on Sunday afternoon. Could have sworn it was James Brayshaw. He looks very wobbly.
Canterbury Road.
Well, you went that way. You went the wrong way, and then you had to wobble around and get back.
What's commonly known as an idiot.
Jim, eyewitness one, two, and three. They confirmed it.
How would the Irish backpacker know who he is?
Exactly. Well, I don't know how she knew. I don't know. To be sure, I'm not sure.
And given I never walked on Canterbury Road, that just confirmed.
Was that Rosie, Jim?
Incorrect.
No, it was not.
Was it one of your friends, Rosie?
Yes.
One of
your friends. Well done, Sarah.
To be honest.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
It just added to the story.
It's
layers.
I think what that is.
Layers.
Is
layers.
In this very litigious world we now live in, that's, I'll tell you what that is, actionable.
Well, it's actionable.
You just can now hear from my lawyer.
Good.
Because that is completely.
And I'll take him on. I got eyewitnesses.
Factually incorrect.
You've defamed him.
Yeah, exactly. You have.
Of what?
Defamation. You
defamed him.
I don't think I have.
Yes.
Because then we know he likes it.
We've got an eyewitness sitting in the same room.
Last time.
He said that is complete fabrication.
Last time you had a tipple.
a tickle.
You blamed.
He laughed.
You blamed the smoke and the fireworks. Smoke bomb gate. That was the last time you got on it.
That's right.
But while we're talking about people that are pissed,
yes,
you turned up Monday unable to broadcast and were very nearly sent home.
What, the afternoon?
The afternoon. Yeah, because you've been at the Cremorne all day and all night.
Well, but the cats had a win.
Yeah, they did.
It gets funnier.
Cats had a win.
He hasn't got Wi-Fi at the pub and the FPOS didn't work.
Went down.
So what he did, how's this for a business model?
Traps him in.
He opened the till. Handed people $50 to then spend back.
No one carries cash.
Eddie,
so I was like an ATM.
Everyone paid you back?
Well, and more.
I got more back.
And it was unfortunately just a cash day.
So, Fat, you realise when you give someone 50 and they give it back to you and they buy beer, that they've actually got the beer for free?
Yeah. No. But I go around next week and collect
you
over 50.
You're working on an IOU model.
Jimmy Reardon, Faz, I've got a note. I've given them cash. Don't worry about that.
Did you get anything back yet?
Thank you, Damo, for that story.
Got anything
Tell
back?
Jim who it was.
No, it wasn't from Damo.
Yeah, well, it would have been Nath Brown, I imagine.
No, it wasn't.
No.
Whose nose gets longer every lie he tells. Hey, speaking of Nath.
Well, Nath's on top of the world, isn't he? He knocked out, or nearly knocked out Kane Corns a couple of weeks ago and thinks he can just do no wrong at the moment. He then last night decided he wants to take on a few more people in the ring.
Oh, does he?
And I thought it was a good topic. He did a top five on this. Jake King was one of them, Bill. But
No.
And Push Up did bristle and actually rang in and said, good. Let's do it, and I'll do it with one arm. Tied behind my back and still budget. But I don't think you've heard this, Jim, because you were broadcasting yourself
busy.
Last night. And B Vine, I don't think you've heard it either.
No.
But we'll start with you, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
He's decided to put you in as one of the five.
Oh.
I feel like if I am going to take a chump, it'd be Jim at number two.
Oh, correct.
He couldn't punch his way out of the paper bag.
He says he's got craft. No. He's got zero craft. He's unfit at the moment too, so he's got a lot of work to do, Jim.
The only craft he has is how to lie down properly on the floor of the ring.
Chief is getting involved. Where's Chief come from?
So would you be able to take Brioni?
No chance. I'll tell you what I did.
You do boxing, don't you?
10 years of boxing, and I'm now less likely to fight than I was before I'd ever done it.
But you've always told me you've got craft.
No good craft.
But just couldn't.
But I'm just not going to get anyone hit me in the head.
Doesn't want to hurt people.
Ten years of boxing you did. No chance.
Ten years of boxing training.
Just hitting a bag.
Pads.
They don't hit back.
No, exactly. I said boxing training.
You said boxing.
Are your ears painted off?
He hasn't lost
what?
For 10 years.
Do you listen to anything anyone says?
Eyewitness one.
I'll tell you what, though. I will say this about Nafe. He is nicely ahead of himself.
Yeah, very much.
Now, I know the great Shane Warne, one of his rules in life was always get ahead of yourself. But at the moment, Nafe is a long way ahead.
And he's also become a drink stealer, as we revealed last night in the huddle too. You famously dubbed the drink stealer from this venue many years ago.
Is it Nafe Brown? Has it finally come out?
He was given a free trip to Goombia World as part of Channel 9 Sunday Goombia World. and just decided...
Bill actually had to apologise to Goombia World, otherwise we were going to lose their sponsorship dollars.
He was given access to a fridge full of soft drink and decided to take the entire contents of it.
Took them all.
Yeah. How many cans?
Well,
16.
16 maybe.
16 cans.
Certainly 10.
How can you put 16 cans into your bag?
And if he was, they told me I could drink whatever I wanted to. And he took them home.
He
also wants to take you on too, Pete. He's not happy with what you've been doing in this segment on Saturday Rub.
Okay.
At number five.
Chump number five.
I'm sick of this guy putting me in enough and up on a Saturday afternoon, but I feel like Bernie Vince would be a perfect starter at number five. He's got the nice, good looks. I think he's a sort of skinny. I think he'd be relatively soft.
Okay.
Can you go or not?
Not really, but for Nafe Brown.
You'd take him on.
Yeah, I reckon you'd go right, would you?
Trainer.
I thought you'd go.
Got a bit of reach on me.
You'd have him for reach.
Yeah.
No, you'd have him for reach.
And ticker.
Yeah,
I have listened to Hose. Chuckling away. Listen to it.
Lots of things to laugh about today.
Who else did he want to take on?
Jakey King was.
Yeah.
Can I take him after Jakey King? That would be an act of stupidity.
Yes.
Well, he said he wouldn't have the reach, Jake.
No, Jake would assassinate him.
He would. Well, Jake rang in. No. He was so incensed by being named that he rang in and said, he would happily take him on one arm tied behind his back.
No, he ain't beating Jake King in the ring.
No, that might be good for our boy, Nate.
It would. Straighten him up.
Exactly. Put him back.
And then now we just heard from the chief. Next. I'm going to have a deep dive into Chief.
Are you?
Okay. Yep.
Big week for Chief.
It is a big week for Chief, and we've all acknowledged that it's a big week for Chief, but he's headed down a road that is disingenuous.
Yes, that's right.
He's trying to be something.
He is not an authentic human being.
No, he is, Chief.
No, he's not. And I'm going to have a good look at it next, because I've had enough of it.
Hose the Irish backpacker, maybe. We go to a break.
All right.
Hard yakka work
wear. I was walking my dog down Canterbury Road on Sunday afternoon. Could have sworn. It was James Brayshaw. He looks very wobbly.
That's how famous I am. Even Irish backpackers know I'm
wobbly.
I know that voice.
Built tough like the legends who wear it since 1930. McDonald's and Remont Water. Triple M rocks footy.
Now you can stream the footy wherever you go. Download the Listener app and select Triple M.
For Remont Water and McDonald's,
Triple M rocks footy.
The Triple M Footy Saturday Rub for Hard Yakka. Nothing's tougher.
For Ream Hot Water and McDonald's, Triple M rocks footy.
Fats here.
He's
fired his only bullet and it didn't hit anyone.
No, it was good.
Beat Vine.
A lot of bullets.
And we've got, of course, Damo.
He got some feedback in the ad break.
I did, from Higo, our former button pusher.
Well, he listens to us because no one listens to the station.
It'd only take two wines for spaghetti arms to get...
Have a listen, there you go. Now, Chief, it's been a nice big week for the Chief because we found out that he's going to be elevated... To legend status in the AFL Hall of Fame.
Fair enough, too.
No, to 1,200 plus goals.
1,254.
So, well and truly earned.
Yes.
You can see that, do you, Jim?
I can see that.
Well done, Jim.
But what I'm not happy with
is
the way he's conducted himself throughout this week.
Very humble.
Hose, hit the button for me, please.
It's a great privilege, an incredible honour, and a very humbling one.
And it's been a really, it's a sobering week. It actually is, but it's also been a long week. I'm not comfortable with all the attention, as you know, so it's been slightly challenging at times, but I'm eternally grateful for the honour because, as Duke said, I mean, when you consider in the history of the game, there's only 32 there, that speaks volumes for what the honour actually is.
There's no place in this world for Humble Chief. No one likes Humble Chief. No.
That's who he is,
no
though.
One wants to hear from Humble Chief. No one's entertained by Humble Chief.
No.
And it isn't authentically him.
He did insert a couple of things in there. Like, I'm the 32nd person, only the 32nd person. He got around himself a little bit.
You know, Bernard, because you work with him on the Sunday show, that there's zero humility attached to this human
being. That's unfair, Jeff.
That's fair.
There's a lot of humility.
None.
Very fair.
When he has a drink too, that's when we...
Well, then he gets even better.
Oh, he gets better.
He gets even better at that point. So I don't like a man masquerading as something he ain't.
You've never liked
and
that.
And that's what the Chief is doing at the minute for me. Right. And people listening might go, you're being unfair.
You are.
You're being unfair. You're picking him off when he doesn't deserve it. If you are of that mindset, I've just...
Turn it down.
I've just... hived off some examples of what this man actually is. Here's the Chief on why he's single.
All those wonderful qualities that Brownie just spoke about, I embrace. I love myself. I am in love with myself, and we are very happy together. I enjoy my own company. I'm a very selfish man, Howie, and I love just running to my own clock.
Better.
Yes, that's good.
Better.
Warming up.
That's what we like, Chief. Let's have a listen to Chief on Nathan Brown.
Oh, got a little bit of Nathan Brown in him, hasn't he? Very skillful. Little man, little limbs, attitude, annoying.
You're one of the funniest people I know, Joe.
This is Jimmy Webster. He's picked up on Nate's little limbs, which I hadn't thought of before.
Have you not seen our little arm?
I haven't noticed.
Caldwell's kick is feathered. They're normal size, Joe.
What do you call him? Tyrannosaurus Rex. Is that what you called him?
Little tiny T-Rex.
A little bit of T-Rex about him. Also looks like a Lego baby. Haven't you seen him?
Was that last night?
Much better.
Yeah, he's getting better.
This is the getting Chief better. That we love.
Yeah.
Not Humble Chief.
No.
Not Chief trying to deflect onto other people. He knows there's no other people.
No.
He knows he's the only act.
Exactly.
So don't try and go, it's humbling week and it's, you know, I don't like it being about myself. All the Chief wants is it to be about himself. So then we get to the Chief on fat.
Oh, no. Talking about his brother Blair, I never realised this, but he started out doing some boundary work for Triple M.
Yep.
Did he?
Play a little clip of it.
I'm in the box here, actually. You're just taking in the game. Actually, the curtain raiser. Conditions are absolutely fantastic. The sun's out. There's no wind. The ground's in excellent condition. I know it's raining in Hobart and Melbourne, but here in Launceston, it is magnificent.
So are you... genuine brother? He must be a stepbrother, is he? Well, why does one talk okay and the other hasn't got a clue what he's talking about? I can only assume there's no blood and it's obviously a stepbrother.
Better. Better.
Get going now, Jim.
When did he say that?
I can't remember that.
This is the act that people tune in to hear.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what we... No, actually...
Not the bloody humility.
Actually, we don't want to hear that.
Not about you, Bill.
No, exactly.
This is the bloke, Jim, that you would often and regularly on a Friday night spent 45 minutes winding up until he snapped.
Well, because he was as boring as batshit for the previous 30 minutes, just talking bloody line and length.
Yes. And then he let go a bit.
And then suddenly, out with Simon Davis, just bloody sitting the seam up and, you know.
Then he got Mitch Johnson. He got a bit going.
Well, then he gets Mitch Johnson and suddenly this is what he comes out with, Hose.
Well, you...
Yeah. As for your little mate down here, what about this one?
Oh, look at you. Here we go.
What about the wan, pale, polio-ridden little skeletor bespeckled with moles and warts and all sorts of growths over that frighteningly little frail thing that he calls a body, whose star has been flying for about a second and a half and thinks he's God's gift. He thinks he's purging rose-smelling excrement out of his rear. He reckons he's got the sweetest-smelling freckle in the history of television, this bloke.
Brace your ship off!
Better!
Perfect.
That's the Chief.
When I think of the Chief...
we love.
Exactly.
Talking about so that.
Bring that to the table.
Oh, right.
Be fine. Much better.
That is gold.
So, Chief, Yes. That's don't give us all of this. No. It's not about me. and it's been a humbling week.
Exactly.
Because that bores the living Christ out of us.
Yeah.
That those last four yes. examples yes. of the chief we want on air.
Well, you know who else got it out of him? The Foss.
The Fossil. Well, and what I love is the Foss would just sit there. You heard it in that last break, and he'd be like, "I've got your back, Jimmy. You're yeah, right. Yeah. right. We're doing yeah, yeah, yeah. together." And then Chief winds up. In fact, I want you to play it again, Hose, and just listen to how quickly the Force leaves me yeah. and goes to the Chief. Here we go.
As for your little mate down here, what about this one?
Here we go.
What about the wan, pale,
pallid,
polio-ridden little Skeletor, bespeckled with moles and warts and all sorts of growths over that frighteningly little frail thing that he calls a body, whose star has been flying for about a second and a half and thinks he's God's gift? He thinks he's purging rose-smelling excrement out of his rear. He reckons he's got the sweetest-smelling freckle in the history of television, this
Brace your ship off! He got rolling for a second and a half, and the force was dropped in a pallid.
And was snorting there at one stage. Well, no,
he absolutely loved it. Just an all points bulletin.
Yes.
Enough of the humility.
Yes. That's enough.
You're not fooling any of us,
no.
and you're not entertaining any of us
I think
with that behaviour.
I think he's changed, though, Jim.
No, he can't.
Why?
He has.
What's changed him, Dave?
I think life and perspective.
No.
Different
no,
way of looking
I'm not
at
having it.
Mature.
No, we're not accepting that. We're not accepting that.
No. You don't believe it?
No, I don't believe it.
Well, Byrne, you work with him Sundays.
That's the chief we want. We want to be
exactly
nervous around him. We want him to snap. We want to get hit by something in the back of the head. Didn't he throw rice at someone at one stage as well?
In the box. That was a rice
gate. No, sorry about that.
But also the supporters, they loved him, and he loved the supporters.
Of course. He's a people's person.
They'd come up for an autograph.
Loves people.
Shibboleth.
Not today, thank you.
He took over from you, Jim, at the cricket club, the Renegades.
And took them to the championship.
You gave him the presidency. Yeah.
Took them to the championship.
Yeah.
That's how bloody good he was.
And wasn't he in charge of the jockeys?
The jockeys. Australia jockeys.
He ate a couple.
Listen, mate. Now I'm not going there.
Glass houses.
I'm not going there.
And before he went to a meeting, they reckon, he just felt a bit hungry.
I'm not going there.
Got two of them, you reckon.
You're on your own now, Fat.
A couple.
And he could club you to death.
A couple of predators, Bill.
I think he got Daniel Stackhouse and Luke Curry.
Ollie.
Just had
just an entree.
Anyway, I'm not distancing myself from that.
Okay. Right? Yeah,
because when the chief gets angry, and I've experienced.
Well, he grabbed you one day, actually physically.
Dangled me over the side of a boat.
Right. With one arm.
With one arm. No, he did. He's the most brutally powerful man I've ever come across. Yep. So I've said a little bit there, Chief. Bill finished with that.
Can't believe you did
that. Appropriate.
No.
Geez, you've all jumped off.
Now that you've gone there.
Yeah.
Sam Draper, what the hell was he on about?
Well, let's address it, Jim, from the perspective of
fell asleep.
The AFL this morning. You caught it last night for seven, and Hodgie had some really strong comments to make, didn't he? Just signing off today officially from the AFL. So they've released this publicly. The Walker and Mackay tackle. Not a high tackle, correct play on call. The Draper/Walker tackle. In the moment and at the ground level, the umpires believe that Draper dived on the ball and then the ball came out to Draper's left, was then knocked back under him by Walker. In review and with the assistance of the broadcast angle and behind the goal's Hawkeye vision, providing a clearer look, you could see the ball moves from under Draper's chest to under his armpit/shoulder, which means the ball is still in his possession and he has not immediately knocked it clear. Therefore, it technically should have been a holding the ball free kick, but there is an understanding that it's a challenging situation for the umpires. This is from the AFL, Jim. In this situation with the ball on the ground, just to see exactly where the ball is under a large number of players. I'm just reading it out, Bill, because they're basically saying it should have been a free kick.
Yes. Well, why didn't you say that?
But, there's extenuating circumstances. And it is hard, Bill. I mean, I don't want to be an umpire basher. I never have.
No.
And in that moment, I can see why they didn't pay it, but equally I did watch the game and thought it should have been paid.
Right. Yeah, so did I. Mate, or was he underneath it long enough? It was only like 1 or 2 seconds, not long enough to pay a free kick or not.
Look, this is the thing. It's an unwritten, a bit like benefit of the doubt going to the batsman in cricket, which is not written anywhere in...
No, that's actually a myth. It's not meant to be.
In the laws of the game, but it's always been interpreted that way. It's an unwritten thing that if the game gets that tight and you're in the last 15 seconds,
under a goal,
the umpire just puts the whistle away and you've got to be decapitated before you get a free kick. Yep. I don't know why it is fat, but it's always been like.
Well, because they'll pay a free kick that's not there and someone will win when they shouldn't have. So that's what it happened. What about Tex trying to play for that free kick? Put the head back. Come on.
What was he doing?
Well, that was the one they've said that wasn't.
Exactly.
Just on that, Bernie. So last year, obviously, the now infamous game against the Sydney Swans where the goal wasn't awarded to Ben Keys, effectively and ultimately costing the Crows a spot in the finals, and how that played out.
Collingwood free kick as well, if you remember, a few weeks before.
Yeah, there was a high, at this venue.
Apologised for that. Yep. They lost by 2 points.
To Dawson, I think it might have been at that time. But then you get to this game, this round six game in this 2024 season, and you've now got a field umpire.
Yeah.
Not making a call that again would have given them a shot at goal from, say, 20 metres out with the best kick in the team, maybe the competition.
Yep.
It's a situation that's not going to sit nicely and comfortably with Adelaide Crows.
No,
we were talking about this off air, weren't we, Jim? You don't want. If you put yourself in that position, you put yourself up for a decision or a non-decision late. Get the game done before that. Finish the game off. I thought Essendon outplayed Adelaide for majority of the night, but they just didn't turn, especially the first quarter and a bit. Adelaide just looked almost frightened to take the game on. Yep. They were getting smashed around the footy. Inside 50s were, I think at one stage from memory, 16-3 or something halfway or three quarters of the way through.
23 up at half time.
Yeah, ridiculous numbers. So it's a territory game now. I just don't think Adelaide deserved to win, and the footy gods sort of looked after Essendon last night.
Well, Matthew Nix basically said that at halftime. Mm. He all but said, "How the hell are we only 5 points down in this game?
It was crazy.
Every indicator is against us."
Yep.
You know.
Yeah.
So I thought actually that was a bloody good effort to be as close as they were at the end. It would have been robbery.
Robbed.
Yeah. It would have been. If they,
we were robbed.
You would have taken.
Oh, they were robbed.
But
right in front of me.
Right in front of the crows too.
Actually, can you find that hose? That's actually amusing.
It was right in front of me.
That was the 2009 final, wasn't it? Against Collingwood.
I don't know.
Yeah, Jack Anthony's goal.
Did Sam Draper, when they did the lap after the game,
fell over again.
He fell over and mimicked it. It mimicked it in front of the
character. Apparently, had about 35 Nuffies from down south in Adelaide last night, all with haircuts like him and just bleached through their hair and half clothed.
I love him.
They love it.
No, he's a good man, Draper.
Good man.
Oh, enough? Where are we at?
Hang on. Hose has got something.
Where are we at, Hose?
Absolutely, the Crows were robbed. Right in front of me. Right in front of me.
That was Nixie last night.
Oh, no.
We shouldn't laugh.
Bernard, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right.
I'm ready.
I told you, homeboy.
It's enough. Time.
Proudly brought to you by the. Are you seeing anything in English?
Unbelievable.
That's what you call enough.
On the interchange, you could have given it a bit deserved. Put to one here.
So, enough.
On the interchange.
Louis been inserted into the opener.
He needs to be in there.
I love the opener. I might play that again at the end.
Good.
Where's The Rock? What happened to The Rock last week? I didn't hear. What was the update?
Well,
I thought he was.
No, he was on.
He
got the call up.
He was on.
I thought he was going to replace him.
He was.
Stage. Did what happened,
and then,
Bill?
Well, and then
someone said.
What management? Out. Was it management?
Yeah.
I think it was Jim.
Managed.
Like George Woodall.
I thought he had to come in to go out managed.
He's managed.
He's just not selected because he was managed.
Bigger than management. Bigger than management. Management it was.
Oh, poor old Rocky. Apparently he's
still sitting in the studio at the Gabba.
Still waiting. I heard it was about 4 minutes before we're going on air that he was
Called. Hose decided he wasn't
allowed. Hose had to make the call. Having only half an hour earlier made it to say, can you please help us?
I did hear Hose said, who the hell's Rock?
It was a late call.
It was a very late call and still getting treatment for that, I think, the Rock. So Bill, you took over.
Yeah, very good too. I shortened it up.
What I heard, I saw some people this week and not great, I've heard, and I did listen back through it. You setting it up, you're trying to
punters use words. Bill, stay in your lane. Don't try and be clever like some of these other people in this box, including me, because this, I'm not sure what this word is.
A shortened version, trunk-aided, I think you call it.
Trunk-aided.
Yep. That's what Hose told me it was.
What is that?
Short enough. Because you weren't doing it, so and I was replacing you. I didn't want to take all the honour, so I just shortened it up a little short.
And what's the word?
Trunk-aided.
Yeah, that's
See how nervous he was?
Not hard.
Trunk-aated. And he's nodding like, yeah,
what's
yeah,
it mean? What's it mean?
Shortened. Shortened version.
Shortened up. Yeah, like, English isn't your strength, and you went on to say this just after.
All right. Lachie Neal played his 250th game on Thursday night. Which two seasons did he win the Brownlow medal?
Medal.
Medal.
Medal or metal?
Medal.
Right.
Yes. M-E-D. Normally.
Medal's what you were lacking down at GMHBA for all those years when you couldn't finish the stand.
That was iron.
That's
iron.
That's, that was iron, was it?
Or steel.
It was iron ore.
Or steel.
Steel.
I think twig.
I got stuck into Robbo, and we love Robbo, the other day.
Which one? We love one of them.
Mickey Roberts.
Yeah, Mickey.
Mickey Roberts.
Don't know. We love one of them.
You like both. You work
with both.
It's raining today, too.
And I had a little crack at him about not ever probably being a rocket scientist after this call.
Bob Jane T-Marts, Meggy.
Yeah, young Tanner Bruin, a little star for Geelong, limping left ankle, above the foot, I reckon, gone into the rooms, doctor and physio with him.
The ankle usually is above the foot, isn't it? Oh.
Kate.
So he's done that. That was only 2 weeks ago, and I pointed it out. When people don't listen, Jim, I need to
go again with
make examples of when he does things like this again. So this is someone taking painkillers and what it does to you.
Mm-hmm.
Robbo, Saligo okay for Adelaide, getting a bit of attention from the docs down there.
Yeah, and just taking a couple little painkillers too, just to kill the pain, BT.
Yeah, yeah, that's what painkillers do.
It's all in the name. Follow up too. Everyone just piles in there. That's what Triple M gives you. But,
poor Robbo.
We love Robbo, and I apologise, Robbo.
Which one?
Well, both, whoever, whatever.
No, not both.
No, not both, this one.
Oh,
he's gone over again. Oh, at least we know where we stand now, funny man, Damo.
Hey, usually funny.
Usually. What was that again?
Be Vine.
No, talented. Oh, talented. Talented, that's right.
Yes.
Daisy, not knowing his teammates. And just, he's always, I get nervous with Daisy's first sentence on air is always, it's interesting.
Right.
Hello to you, Dale Thomas.
Yeah, g'day, Jay-Z. Wow. Hey, great to be back here at the Cattery. Jay-Z in the Cattery. What a start by me.
He does. He puts his hand up, though.
Well, it's his new teeth. They haven't grown in his mouth.
They're not going to
grow. They don't bloody grow when you get new teeth.
What is he saying?
They haven't.
What are you saying?
He's not used to his new choppers.
They haven't grown yet. What has he got? Some baby teeth inserted.
They're too big for him, his mouth or something. I don't know.
They haven't grown yet. Oh, brilliant. Hey, well, sometimes you got to put yourself in there. And last, I didn't want to put this in, but Hose made me.
You?
Well, myself. I only had 1 week off last week, and I just forgot that he had to put the mic on, Bill.
Oh.
Well, Bernie, you grew up in a caravan for a month a year at Port Vincent.
Stansbury, mate. Stansbury.
Yep, you got to put your headset on. Otherwise, we look like we're kissing, and we don't want to be accused of that. Well, stop eating.
I was eating a pie, and Rue just targeted me and asked me a question.
Rule number one.
What's that?
Put the headphones on.
Yeah.
No.
Rule number two.
Yeah.
Be careful what you say during the ad break.
And rule three. Let your teeth grow.
If you're going too long, pull out.
Oh, no.
If you're talking too long.
Bail out.
And bail out.
Oh, no. God. What? Hose.
I think they're saying.
What sort of nick is he in?
I don't seriously know, but at least his eye's not bung today.
I'm not sure if I can go on. I can't go on.
Bail out.
I'm glad you cleared that up. If in doubt, get out.
Is, is Damo breathing? Are you okay?
No, he's gone. We've lost Damo.
If you're going too long,
pull out.
You're obviously not talking from experience.
No, I am. Well. Funny you should say that, Jimmy boy.
He never goes for that long.
I go like a wood chopper. I go all night. Oh, all God. Night like a wood chopper.
I don't even know where I am. What are we doing here?
What about going with that stuff?
He tried to change what he said four times and it got worse.
Move on.
I'm just going to hold it here so everyone can just let that sink in.
Don't let it sink in.
It's okay. We'll cut this bit out of the podcast.
Sink in was the wrong word.
We won't be having that.
Red Zed. Red Zed Lenders.
We are on.
I'm hoping we got dumped. Now. We've been dumped.
Hose, have you dumped us?
Red Zed Lenders.
Where? Which bit?
We can't go back 3 minutes, Bill.
No.
Red Zed Lending, good friends of ours. And a couple of people have had some issues over the last few weeks. Let's start with Hal first.
Triple M Red Zed Lenders, Red Zed Lending Plates, home loans for the self-employed, REDZED.com.
There's the first one. Then old tough man Brownie wants to take me on. He's not great with speaking.
Triple M Red Led Zending Stats. Ash is with us.
It's not. He's complaining that I put him in. But what about that for an example? He doesn't help himself.
You don't put him in every week.
What about that? Well, not as much this year. Our man Brian.
Oh, okay.
Stats, Red Led Zending, loans for the self-employed.
It is a tough one to read.
It is hard. Everyone gets it wrong.
But the reason I had the other three in, because I don't really care about those other three. This man here, Simon Black, I love him.
He's untouchable, Bert.
Blackie, I apologise. Got my old man in, actually, to a function here, grand final day 1 year. Wouldn't let him leave him alone. Blackie just sort of got that mixed up too.
Yeah, some Red Zed Lending Stats for the Sarge.
You're calling a party of Blackie.
Very, very tough one
before
to say.
Before you leave Red Zed, I've taken some members of our team out for lunch.
Today.
I'm going to give you two of them, and I'm going to let you name the third.
Righto.
Chua.
Chua, yes.
Heath.
Yes.
Heath.
And?
I know where you're going.
With an E. Ewan.
I'll turn lunch a lot.
Well, guess what? He was still there from the day before and he just joined
him. He just lunches the whole 24 hours.
Lunch.
Hit it, please, host.
Nuff of the week.
Haven't had him as Nuff for a while, but he's probably going to join us on the boundary a little bit later. And not in great nick at the moment, physically and mentally. This man, Jay-Z Clark.
Jay-Z.
He likes being in this. He started
does.
With our good friends at Ladbrokes, just had Quinny on.
You put him in it every week.
He's got...
Fair enough.
I make out that I haven't put him in, but I have. He's got the old Ladbrokes mixed up.
Now it's time for our good friend Nick Quinn, who joins us from Ladbrokes. Excuse me. Hello to you, Quinny.
He's gone Ladbrokes, don't mind it. And then wrapping up, he's not great at. You do a couple of shows
he's
with
got
him
to slow
during
down.
The week. Yeah, he sort of gets a...
he's like got the Nath Browns.
He has. He's sort
slow
of...
Down.
Talks
down.
Like this. And this is an example of it. Trying to wrap up isn't his strength, especially when you get handed the timer, Jim, and you got a timeout, because that really rattles him. Here he is in Gather Round, Woodpecker.
21 Thomas,
seconds. Wrap it up, mate.
You've been absolutely outstanding. Isaac Smith, $1 to be the best new media performer of the year. Thank you to you, mate. Enjoy the afternoon.
Will do.
And Lee Montagna, outstanding as always, the 287 game. St Kilda, superstar. Stick with Triple M throughout all the day. We have a massive triple header coming up, starting with Gold Coast versus GWS Giants. Thanks for joining us on the Sunday Wrap Triple M.
Slow did he start that? Thanks, Isaac Smith. No, I didn't change that at all. And then just Sunday, just gone. Sunday Wrap. This isn't good.
Come on, Jay.
Right, I'm out of here. I'm going to hand over to Tim, the magnificent Tim Sully, as you boys get ready for this massive game. It's Geelong versus North Melbourne. Without Tom Hawkins, Shannon Neal is the replacement. Please excuse me. Jai Clark, the sub, and Charlie Lozaro, the sub for North Melbourne.
No, he's no good. He needs to have a look in the mirror, go to talking school, maybe spend some time with
talking
Bill.
Talking school?
Is there a talking, speaking school? Something. He needs help anyway.
Bill doesn't know where it is.
English.
He's looked it up. And that is
try and get back out there.
Oh, Woody.
Nice, helping. I like that. All right.
Are we done?
We got a special guest.
If you're in too long,
yeah.
Who is it? Keep going too long.
We've got a special guest coming.
Yep.
All right. And the quiz. Maybe the quiz.
A special guest.
Special.
Any ideas?
Why won't you tell us who it is?
Tease the crowd.
I have just then. That's all I'm going to say. No one needs to know any more than a very special guest.
Ooh. Does one of us need to be worried?
Who's important to this show?
Okay.
Oh.
All right. Fahad, you can work with. This is the Triple M Saturday Rub for McDonald's and Remot Water. Triple M Rocks Footy.
Now you can stream the footy wherever you go. Download the Listener app and select Triple M.
For Ream Hot Water and McDonald's,
Triple M Rocks Footy.
The Triple M Footy Saturday Rub for Hard Yakka. Nothing's tougher.
For Ream Hot Water and McDonald's, Triple M Rocks Footy.
We have got a special guest coming up.
Oh, yes.
Ooh. We're not going to tell you who it is or what it's about.
Well, you won't even tell us.
No, but it's going to be very entertaining.
Do we need a prep for it, Jim?
Yes.
Nope. Yeah, do we?
No.
No prep needed.
No.
He's not far away. But before we get to him and maybe the quiz, maybe.
No, what do you mean maybe?
Time to get some news with you, Purple.
Mm.
The good bloke clause.
Mm.
In and out.
Wow.
In and out. Charlie Cameron is the reason you raised that, Jim. We know what happened during the week with the tribunal case that he had to answer over that tackle against Jake Lever. He was given a week by the match review office. The tribunal basically let him off for two reasons. One, they said it was careless, but, quote, not grossly careless, and make of that what you will. And equally problematic for the AFL was the decision by the tribunal itself to use the good character clause to take it from 1 week down to 0 weeks, which means he can play in tonight's game. Now, Chris Scott, there's a bit of history between the Brisbane Lions and the Geelong Footy Club, Bill. There's a bit of history between Chris Scott and Chris Fagan, and I reckon you might detect a little bit of this in Fagan's voice in a moment. We'll start with Chris Scott. I love listening to Chris Scott, Bill. I reckon he, on this view alone, does reflect the industry when it comes to this.
He's very smart. He's tribunal. Clever, isn't he? Very
he's honest.
And clever.
Oh, well, you have to now. You have to now. Whether you agree with it or not, it's incumbent on you to use that. It would be offensive to any of our players to suggest that they're of lesser character than the two players in recent history who have successfully used that clause.
Who was the other player?
Bashir Hooley.
Yep.
But then the AFL appealed that one. The AFL chose not to appeal its own decision there with Charlie Cameron. They've said they will review the issue at the end of the year. I felt it was worthy enough to actually review instantly, to actually put a block on this possibility for the rest of this year. But as Chris Scott said, every single player now will be attempting to use that to mitigate. It was very clear, though, Bill, to say that he didn't want to talk about this because of the opponent of the Cats this week being Brisbane. But he still went down the path anyway. I liked it. Chris Fagan yesterday got a bit worked up.
Yes.
Have a listen to this, and I reckon as the further it goes, you can just feel the tension building.
Mm. I think if you look at that incident, and you look at Lever, we're talking about impact here. So for me, impact is impact. So was Jake Lever hurt? No, he wasn't. Did he go off for a concussion test? No, he didn't. Was there a medical report from the Melbourne Football Club about his condition? No, there wasn't. So on every measure, that the impact of that incident was low. In my opinion,
the tribunal did find that it was medium impact, though. They used the off-field stuff as a downgrade. But,
yeah, they talked about it was at the low end of medium impact. Well, I'm arguing to you that it was low impact.
Yeah, low end of medium is still medium impact.
Yeah, well, mate, interview the tribunal. Don't interview me. I didn't make the decision. Okay?
He's gone after it. It's a bad look. It was a bad look.
No comment. That's what he's got to say.
Bad look, the tackle. I actually don't mind his comments. I'm sort of with him. Lever got straight back up. He was fine.
But if you argue with...
How's it made him impact if he hasn't injured him?
No, but he can argue that all day. He's going to get asked more questions. If he says, boys, I'm not talking about it, he's playing.
And
when when coaches say, look, mate,
Exactly.
Look, mate.
You interview the bloody panel.
Jim, I just wanted to ask you today, North Melbourne playing Hawthorn tomorrow.
Before we get off that, two things. Firstly, if you're going to go down the Carlton path and then just throw it up and then just keep
get the best lawyer.
If you're going to do that, just first find out if Jeff Gleeson's going to be involved. Because every time the tribunal completely and utterly slaughter something, his name's attached to it.
Yep.
But the second thing is, why are we doing the character reference?
Well, that's the point.
Who cares?
No. Is it a good record?
If you that's someone's head into the ground, I don't care if the Dalai Lama has written a letter about you. It's irrelevant. It's a footy act we're judging. It's not someone's character.
That'd have a bit of weight.
Can you clear that up? Is it good character or is it good record?
Well, it was meant to be both, but he didn't have a good record. I mean, he's had five occasions where he's been fined, and three of them relate directly to rough conduct, which this charge was. So in terms of the character, don't get me started. I think enough's been said, and I think Chris Scott does reflect, I reckon, 90% of the industry, if not 99%.
We're not judging people's character. No. We're judging a footy act.
Yep.
Yes. Totally separate.
If you want to throw the case out, throw it out on that basis, which they sort of tried to do by saying it wasn't grossly careless. Jim, Georgie Wardlaw, he's played 13 matches of footy, hasn't yet registered a win. I raise it in this context because he has been managed, Bill and Byrne and Jim, out of tomorrow's games. He's played the five games this year. They've chosen to manage him. I get the load and the stress attached to a young body, which already has been subjected to injury. Yes. I get all that. But I would have argued that North Melbourne has a chance to win a game of footy against Hawthorn tomorrow, which doesn't often present itself for North Melbourne, and their second, third, fourth, whatever you want to say, fifth best player has been managed out of the equation. As a former president, Jim, how do you view that?
I don't know enough about the reasons. I suspect it's because he has had horrific hamstring issues.
That is correct.
And I imagine that they, I don't know, Byrne, you're the most recent player here. They check very carefully the loads, and when it starts to get to what they call a red area, then they go, right, well, we're not risking him, he's coming out. Only thing I can think, Purple, is that's what's happening.
He might be sore too. He could be sore, and they're going, well, we're going to rest you next week. We'll actually rest you this week, so there could be
I have checked with the club just to make sure there was nothing ambiguous about the use of the word managed, and it's officially that reason. Right. He's missed a lot of footy. Basically, the fitness staff, Bill, the high-performance area, have made this decision.
Before the season. Started.
Well, they've made this decision to take him out of this game. I would have.
No, it wouldn't have.
Maybe
been
as a little.
What Port Adelaide did with Dixon this.
No. Well, that's what Kenny Hinckley said.
Kenny wasn't happy with
it. Don't believe him?
Well,
they had a punch.
They could have taken him out of the Geelong
game.
The
argument, you reckon, got him dropped.
No doubt about it. The coach always gets the last laugh.
There's a story.
Mm. It wasn't a punch on.
And just on injuries, too, Jim, you've got two footy clubs at the moment being smashed by them. One down the bottom of the ladder, one wanting to make a grand final. The one down the bottom is Richmond. They'll get a bit of relief from their soft tissues, but Carlton's is problematic as it speaks. As we know, they lost Chera before the game last week, Bill. They then lost Sard and McGovern in game.
Yes.
All soft tissues, and previous to that, Martin and Motlop had suffered soft tissue injuries. Wiedering in the off season suffered a serious one. Andrew Russell is under as much pressure as anyone in football right now.
I've got a question.
He being the head of high performance at Carlton.
Exactly. Carlton Giants, right? Which is the worst out? Sard, McGovern, or Sam Taylor?
The latter.
Sam Taylor over both.
Mm. Yeah, in my eyes. Jim found
big outs. Big, big outs. Another I out. Found him and oh, told yeah, Jim.
No, Fat discovered him after he was All-Australian.
Yeah.
Harley Reid, the Derby.
Yeah, I just love what he's doing. The past fortnight, personally from him, and last week officially getting the Rising Star nomination in their good win, their really good win, to finally get a win this season and for him to have a victory. But it's breathed life, hasn't it, Jim, I think, into the state of Perth from an outsider's perspective. Yeah, yeah. And clearly the Derby on this round coming up, there's genuine outside of WA interest in this game
I reckon.
And I think he's the reason for it.
They're a smoky. Yeah, I know they're outsiders on the bookie, on the markets, but I think they're a genuine chance. Fremantle don't put teams away. Low scoring chance,
yeah. That's when you speak properly.
It'll be a chance.
Chance.
Well, they've kicked 9 goals in each of the past 3 weeks, Fremantle. To lose to Port Adelaide last week, to lose to Carlton the week before, and then the third match ago, they beat Adelaide Crows, but only by kicking 9 goals.
Leaves the door ajar, doesn't it, for a team to run over the top of them. So, I think that's a lot closer game than what people say.
I agree with what you just said, Byrne, but I really like a lot of what Freo are doing.
Yep.
Yeah.
They're a completely different team from last year.
Yep. But got to kick goal. They've kicked 9, 9, and 9. They've got to kick more goals.
Oh, thanks, Bill. We just mentioned that three times.
I would ask if your ears are painted on, but you do it so
he's
often
doing something on his phone. What are you doing?
What are you doing?
I'm looking up how many goals they've kicked the last 3 weeks.
She looked good last week at Caulfield, number 16.
9, 9, and 9. More than that.
But that's what Byrne just said.
Where's Luke Jackson going to play?
I like him in the ruck, but
Well, I like him in the ruck.
Mm. Well, he's not going to be the main ruck, is he? Given that Darcy, to your point, is now back for this game. I love the fact he's coming back. Look, Sean Darcy is a potential All-Australian, I feel. Now, whether he's
so
good enough.
So is Luke Jackson.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with that. But I'm really excited to how this combination could work. And everyone's written it off before it's actually had a chance to evolve. I think it's going to really. I mean, Jackson last year eased into life as a docker. I think he's had a really good patch with Darcy being out of the team. I'm really keen to see how it looks now that he's back.
Right. I wanted to give the quiz the ass.
But we'll do it. The people have spoken.
Because we've got a special guest.
Just read the credit.
One triple three five three. We've got 28 minutes.
The Queen!
No!
Here we go.
Across Australia on the Triple M Network. The punters love it. It's the quiz you've been waiting for.
I want the quiz, mate.
Camel on down to Thirsty Camel Bottle Shops for unseriously good deals. Drink responsibly.
We want the quiz.
It's the Saturday Rub Quiz.
That's the people's quiz.
And here's your host, Billy Brownless.
Oh, thank you very much. $250 Thirsty Camel voucher. The theme this week, Jimmy boy, is 2017.
Right, why?
Well, Geelong are 5-0 for the first time since 2017.
Oh my God, you've even turned the quiz. Who cares?
Well, a lot of people care.
No, they don't.
Just because you're zipping five.
No, they don't care.
Mirror man. Righto, here we go. We're going to Paul. G'day, Paulie.
Watching the 89 grand final as a tribute to Jason Dunstall.
Oh, nice. Nicely done.
How'd you go with that one, Bill?
Ablett and Brownless, 11.
Between them.
Yes. Here we go, Paulie. Question one. Dustin Martin won the 2017 Brownlow medal with 36 votes. Oh, yeah. Wowee. Which player finished second on 33 votes?
Tough one. I'm going to take a stab in the dark. Trent Cotchin?
No, it wasn't Trent. Let's go to Geraldton. Nice there. Timmy boy. G'day, Tim.
Yeah, just going to pick up the old girl's birthday present, Bill.
What have you bought to your lovely mother?
Just getting a couple of photos developed of me and the wife. So, yeah.
Oh, that's beautiful. She'd love them on the mantelpiece. Dustin Martin won the 2017 Brownless medal with 36 votes. Which player finished second on 33 votes there, Timmy?
I think it was your boy, Paddy Dangerfield.
Oh, nice. Yes. Well, the danger. Imagine getting 33 votes and losing by three.
Ridiculous.
No, not winning.
That's what happened.
Mm. No, thank you, Bill. Yeah.
Number two. This is a hard one. You ready, Timmy? Which British multinational insurance company sponsored the pre-season community series in 2017.
Jim. We can't have. Who's writing these questions?
Multinational
insurance remember that.
Company. Yeah. You might have to Google. Timmy, 2017. Do you know?
I'm going to take a stab in the dark and say JLT.
Bang!
You must have got a heads up there.
How good's that?
JLT.
Yep.
JLT series.
Question three is... Oh, you got Nuff and you got Damien. Sorry about that. But here we go, Timmy. In 2017, which two clubs played a game for premiership points at Jingwong Stadium in Shanghai, China?
What's Shanghai?
Shooting balls at people.
Well, you got these?
I'll go with Burn.
Burn.
Port Adelaide.
Be fine.
Port Adelaide.
Well, Port Adelaide.
Played.
You know, you're doing it the way he knows the answer. He's just trying to.
I think it's a team.
What? Expansion team, Boone?
Well, maybe Gold Coast. Oh.
Gold Coast. So you reckon Port Adelaide and Gold Coast?
Well, why do you think it's Gold Coast?
Why would the AFL do that?
Feeling.
Righto, Tim.
Yeah, we'll lock in enough.
Yes,
good, good
lock
feeling.
It in. Lock it on the rock.
Lock it on the rock.
Bernie Vine, well done.
Yeah.
Question four already. Ooh, we still got the guest coming?
Yes, good. Special guest.
Who won a round eight game in 2017 with a kick after the siren to defeat Richmond?
At the square, wasn't it, Bill?
I reckon that was the Dockers, actually.
No, who kicked it?
No, you said...
I said with a kick after the siren. What, the Dockers kicked it, didn't they?
Mundy.
David, no Undy, Mundy.
Oh, yeah.
Well done. We're already up to number five. Get around him! Oh, you're on fire, Timmy.
That's when Ross the Boss exited the box and didn't know his team had won.
Yeah,
he was on his way down to the rooms. Had no idea.
That's good.
Who did that? Blighty. He left before the siren.
Yeah. He did.
Pitiful pip.
But they weren't winning then.
No, no. 2017 marked the last year the International Rules Series took place. In which two cities were the games held in 2017? Mm. International Rules. You've got Damien if you want him, Timmy boy.
No, I don't know. So,
oh, Damo, shush.
I could guess.
Is he the only option? Purple?
Is he the only option? Well,
is that well, let's rule out MCG because that hasn't been here.
Mm-hmm.
Adelaide, Bill?
Adelaide, yeah.
But I don't know what the other one was.
Oh, Tim?
Oh, gee, we'll take Adelaide and...
Maybe...
Perth?
Yeah.
Perth, yeah. Adelaide and Perth.
Bang! Bang!
Got there eventually.
We did. Did you help out then?
No, that was someone else.
Jace, was it, up there?
Jace has got
just burped.
He's talking.
He burped and said,
Jace doesn't speak.
He said, purr.
Jace doesn't speak.
No, not on air.
Did you hear Bill's imitation
no,
of Jace's
no,
burp?
No. What doing?
Perf.
Oh.
It's a big one. Big Jace.
Perf.
Go on, Jace.
Question six, Timmy. From Gerald Turn, who's bought a lovely photo of him and his missus for his mum.
Mum's going to be happy.
Mum will get the darts out. question six.
He's not that bad, is he?
Well, who was the captain of St Kilda for the 2017 season? The captain at St Kilda, Timmy?
Oh, gee. Got no idea. Nick Brewell?
No. Geez, he was good too, Timmy.
He was good.
We liked him.
Nice part of the world, Geraldton.
Jason in Bonnybrook. Hey, Jace.
On the way to watch the Pies win, hopefully.
Oh, yeah, nice ground too. Green goalpost looks beautiful
green,
here.
Green goalposts. That narrows it down.
Stan.
Who was the captain of St Kilda for the 2017 season there? Jace?
Jarryn Geary.
Jarryn Geary. Yeah. That's a good guess.
He's captain for a while.
Couple of years.
Now with the Dogs, I think. Isn't he doing some assistant coaching gear?
I think he... Yes, he is. Yes. Yep.
Bendigo boy.
Good man.
Good man. Question seven. Rodney Eade was removed as a senior coach of the Gold Coast Suns in August of 2017. Who replaced Eade as a caretaker coach? Who replaced Eade as a caretaker coach in 2017?
Was it impersonated?
What did he used to say, Jim?
Well,
you.
Get him off. Jason.
Get him off.
No, rocket.
Yeah. It wasn't Stuart Duke, was it?
Hey?
No. It wasn't Stuart Duke.
Technically, that's
well done.
Jeez, Rosie was quick.
Bang, wasn't she? Yeah.
Very quick.
All right, let's go to Jacob. Hello, Jacob.
Hello, boys.
Oh,
Jacob.
You can't say g'day, boys.
You can't, no.
Go back to Perth.
How was your rate this quiz so far?
It's not great.
It's good. No, it's getting through pretty quick. Hello, Glenn.
Is that at work, boys?
Going to work. It's good that we talk to the Perth people because a lot of them listen over
there. They love it.
And Adelaide, and you blokes always leave them out.
Oh, I'm from Adelaide, you idiot.
Exactly. And I'm from Perth and Adelaide.
Rodney Eade was removed.
Good point, Jim.
That's it.
Of the Gold Coast.
That's rattled him.
He got the lemonade and sass. Who was the caretaker coach in 2017 there? Glenny?
Was it Dean Solomon?
Yeah. Oh, bang!
Good get.
Good.
Tough player.
Righto. Question eight, like one. Get around him! Jeez.
Oh. You can't actually read the question.
I haven't. Well, to commemorate.
Oh, no.
To can what?
To commemorate the 50th anniversary of the Australian Aboriginal referendum.
Oh, no.
10 Indigenous players changed their jumper numbers in round 10 to what number? Can you remember this in 2017?
Yep.
10 Indigenous players changed their jumper numbers in round 10 to what number? Any idea, Glenn? Eh? Oh, yeah. You got them both back. Purple and Nuff Nuff.
Funny man, purple, I reckon.
I'll go purple.
Hugely funny.
Purple?
Hugely funny.
Again, I actually do know this because I am embarrassed to admit that at that time, Bill, I did not know this was the case, that there was a referendum held in 1967 to actually allow this to happen, and as such, those Indigenous players in that round wore number 67. That's but right. I remember that at the time, Bill, because I didn't know it before then.
10 players.
67.
Yeah, wore number 67, you're saying.
Yep.
Glennie?
Yep, I'm happy with that. Sounds good.
Bang! Oh. Well done.
Oh, Glenroy.
Well done, Damo.
Right.
Number 9.
Hi.
She got Pete. Adelaide finished the 2017 home and away season. Everyone's happy. As minor premiers for the second time, Adelaide, okay? Minor premiers. In what other year were they minor premiers?
Oh.
Adelaide.
Oh, I know this.
2017 and before or after 2017?
Before.
Before, thank you. There you go, Glenn.
And it certainly wasn't one of their grand final years.
No.
All right.
Oh, Glennie? Bernie might have been playing. I can't go to Bernie, can I?
Bernie wasn't.
05?
No, I wasn't.
What?
Yes.
Oh. Yes.
That's a great guess.
Get that. Here we go, $250.
Right.
When did you start? 06.
Yeah.
Thirsty Camel voucher. Here we go. Camel on down to the Thirsty Camel bottle shop for unseriously good deals.
Sound like Jay-Z. Take a breath.
Cadinia Park was unavailable for use round 9 due to redevelopment, Jim.
Again. fixing up that shithole.
We've had a few
metal
stadiums there.
Using a lot of metal.
Thanks to the local government. What was the name of...
And the federal and the state.
And you were involved there, Bill.
What was the name of Cadinia Park in 2017? One of the names. Glenn? Perth?
He won't know. He's in Perth.
Well, he didn't know. He didn't say anything.
I don't know. He's gone.
Tyler. Hello, Tyler.
Just did the grocery shop, Bill.
What are you buying? Milk, bread, and what?
Fruit.
Darts.
Darts.
Mate, costing hundreds.
Darts.
Darts.
You say thousands.
1,100.
You had to be a millionaire to buy
the question,
darts.
Bill.
Cadinia Park, what was it named in 2017? What was it called down there at Cadinia Park? Ty? Hey. Oh. What?
Oh. Gonna have to go to a break.
It's a last question, Rosie.
I don't care.
We've got special guests.
But we'll be back to back.
Right.
Good quiz.
Not really good.
Thirsty Camel.
Actually, ordinary.
I'll see you.
Are we going to finish it? No.
Oh, we'll see.
McDonald's and Ream hot water. Everyone's flat.
Yeah.
Rocks footy.
I'm flat.
Now you can stream the footy wherever you go. Download the Listener app and select Triple M.
For Ream Hot Water and McDonald's,
Triple M rocks footy.
The Triple M Footy Saturday Rub for Hard Yakka. Nothing's tougher.
For Ream Hot Water and McDonald's, Triple M rocks footy.
Get the quiz fixed up so we can get to our special guest.
One question.
$250 Thirsty Camel voucher. Last question. Question 10, Cadinia Park.
Who?
What was it named in 2017? Welcome to the show, Cameron.
Off to golf, Bill.
Okay.
Very good.
Righto. Cadinia Park was called?
Skilled Stadium.
Oh, you idiot!
He's giving him the you idiot.
Wow.
Cut me a clip and then cop the you idiot.
I think Hose actually told you.
I did nothing like that.
Oh, Cameron!
Hose?
Lockie, point cook. Hello, Lockie.
Just on the way home to watch the replay of the Mighty Dons win last night, fellas.
Great win it was by the Dons. Cadinia Park, what was it called back in 2017?
Okay, in between Jim HBO and Skilled, it was called Simmons Stadium.
$250 Thirsty Camel voucher. Well done to you. He just comes on, goes bang, and wins it, Lockie.
Perfect. Well done, Lockie.
Not sure what Cameron was.
No, I'm not sure where Cameron was at.
The whole ad break to look that up.
He did, and then Lock just swooped in. All right. Special guest. Oh. Are we ready, Hose?
Yes, we certainly are.
All right.
I'm excited about this.
We've got a special guest here because a massive week coming up in Adelaide.
Yep.
They've just had Gather Round, and then they've been able to get themselves nicely settled.
Yeah.
And then Live Golf arrives in Adelaide, the magnificent Grange huge golf course. I'm going to be there on Sunday. Can't wait.
Yes.
You're excited about this.
Year. You need any questions?
One of the best day ever last year, so I'm back. I'm
Lisa.
Spoke back
to Lisa. Together, Jim.
Bluey.
I've spoken to my man, Pete Malinauskas. I said, Pete, I need some real good help with the access. And so that's all happened.
Can you bring Pete back to be premier of this state,
No,
Jim?
I've asked him.
Yeah.
In fact, I said to him, Pete, you'll get three. He's a bit massive port man. Playing I said, you'll get three top tenors.
Yes.
If you come to Victoria and fix the broken mess that we are.
And we'll throw in a future first as well.
I don't care if Port win 10 of the next 12 flags, if you come here and fix this joint.
Take him to the bot.
I don't care.
Anyway, so all of that aside, we need to get a special guest on to talk about how the preparations are going.
For LIV Golf.
Yeah.
Yep, and
huge.
Let's get to the MD himself, Nick Haslam.
Yes.
Now, Nick, welcome to you.
JB, boys, how are you going?
Yes.
I'm
going to get a drink. I'm going to go for a walk.
Sit down.
Tried to chat to you last week, didn't we? But then Bernard suddenly had stomach cramp issues. Now, how are we going, by the way? We're going to get to Burns' question in just a sec. But we all can't wait for Liv. How's it all looking?
It's going really well, boys. Probably a 50% increase in capacity this year. I'm standing out in the Watering Hole, the famous 12th, at the moment, and it is looking perfect.
All right, well...
50%?
No, it's unbelievable.
More people?
No, it's brilliant. Wow. And I'm saying, before we get to the question, I'm saying this to all people listening. If you enjoy live sport, get to Adelaide and get to Grange and watch this unbelievable event. So, Nick, have you ever been asked a worse question than this?
Jim.
I had a feeling this was going to come up.
Did you, in your wildest dreams, think that this would happen? the people here, the crowd, everything. Even yesterday was so good, we were part of that. But I, just before we came here, I watched the footage for a bit, and they said, the commentators were saying, we have not seen this in LIV Golf. I know it's the history doesn't go back far, but they have not seen this in LIV Golf. Did you think you would be the best... 30. Outing that they've had.
Yeah. Nick.
33 seconds.
That wasn't a bad question, I reckon, at the end.
Nick, has anyone ever asked you a question as bad as that?
I couldn't work out what the question was.
I'm interested to see how you answered it, because I just took the cans off and walked off. What did you answer to that?
I think I said, what was the question?
That's a fair question too. I apologise, Nick. I think we might have you on this Friday, so I'll do a bit more prep this time.
That was
sorry.
Embarrassing. Just shorten it up.
I can't wait.
Oh, thanks, Bill.
I can't wait. Yeah. Can't wait. Still tickets are remaining, Nick?
Yeah, that's right, Bill. So there's some tickets available for Friday and Sunday. Saturday is gone.
Yeah.
It's an awesome, as Bernie attested to there, it's been a great event last year. We had, 20,000 a day. We're expecting 30,000 a day.
Wow.
And the infrastructure and the growth in what we've done year on year, you can really see it. So definitely get down here if you can.
Bloody oath.
Fisher playing again?
Yeah, the Fish is back on Saturday night. So that's probably one of the reasons that's just so popular. He is, it's crazy how popular he is, but he'll be awesome.
Was that the night that you lost your shoe? It was another event.
Another one.
No, that was a different one. No, I lost a shoe at some stage between Melbourne and Adelaide, and I trod on a bit of glass, and that was the first time I realised.
We apologise for
it.
Hey,
Nick,
a good outing.
The reason I love it, and I'm a golf tragic, is it's blown up all the myths about golf.
Yes.
There's music thumping, there's people moving around, there's action everywhere, and the golfers just get on with it. It's perfect.
Yeah, that's right, JB. Look, it's about making golf more accessible to more people and very affordable ticket pricing. And just, you can come for the day. 30% of our attendees last year had never been to a golf event before. We'd expect that percentage to increase. And, something for everyone. Kids, women, we'd just encourage you to get along, because you can be a golf fan or you can come to this, massive fan village concert after it. We've got Tones and I Friday, facilities Sunday. And something for everyone. So, definitely, that's what it's about.
All right, mate, you just heard the siren in the background. We better get ready for this game. Good luck.
Hey, good on you, Nick.
Weekend.
Thanks for having me, boys.
Sorry about
apologies
Bernie.
Apologies again.
Sorry about
I'll
Bernie.
Be better. I'll get better.
Rest of the day for you, Fat.
Oh, frothy time.
Domo, go and enjoy your Saturday in the sunshine.
Thank you, Jim.
BT wandering in and Bernard. Who else have we got part of our big team today?
Jay-Z
and Kate. Oh, Kate. Beautiful. Nice. Kate's coming in as well. So you'll hear all of that next for McDonald's and Ream Hot Water. Triple M rocks football.
Now you can stream the footy wherever you go. Download the Listener app and select Triple M.
For Ream Hot Water and McDonald's,
Triple M rocks footy.